Deputy Coordinator of NADMO in charge of operations, PK Aboni, says massive public sensitization and pre-flooding cleanup conducted by NADMO has helped to reduce the incidence of flooding in Accra and its environs this year. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Aboni said communities living along low-lying areas have been told to move to higher grounds, and those who have been affected by the floods are being assisted with relief items. He spoke to George Ankra.
Disasters are inevitable. What I mean by that is that the natural factors that propel disasters are there, whether human beings like it or not. Many of the disasters we face in this country are we human beings or residents that promote these disasters. The most commonest of disasters we have in this country actually had to do with flooding. And you know, George, that flooding arises especially in our cities or urban areas because of human activity. One, constructing buildings in waterways, choking our gutters with debris, rubbish, and many other factors. Last year, what we had was so terrible that we put in place this year mechanisms to reduce the effect on residents. We did enough public education. If you remember, before the rainy season this year, we organized a countrywide pre-flooding cleanup exercise all over the country, especially in Accra. That helped a lot in reducing the effect on residents this year, especially in Accra. This year, the effect was not as much as last year in terms of human lives and property.
The Volta Lake is said to have reached its utmost banks and is going to be spilled off soon. How are we managing residents closer to the banks?
Public education is the key. We have done enough public education along the communities living on the banks of the river. I can assure you that anytime there's a spill, the gateway, the impact will not be what everybody is afraid of. But people are now moving upstairs from the low-lying areas along the river. These are natural causes. We cannot stop the river from falling. So when the situation comes up like this, all we need to do is to educate the people who are mostly fishmongers who go to live nearer to the banks of the river. And I'm assuring you that there was enough public education this year and it's still going on, that when the spillways are open, the effect will not be what we are anticipating.
Would you say that as the man in charge of operations, NADMO has taken care of all those affected, especially in the northern part of Volta and in the far north of the country?
Yes, we have done enough. If you contact them, you will get to know. We sent enough relief, even though we are highly constrained in terms of financial resources to procure relief items. We've done our best. We have sent enough relief to these people who were affected.
Deputy NADMO Coordinator in charge of operations, PK Aboni.